air quality monitoring becomes a growing priority in Skagway after a rise in complaints related to cruise ship emissions. And Hospice of Haines begins an initiative to preserve the interesting life experiences of their clients. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. This summer, there was a spike in complaints of cruise ships polluting the air in southeast Alaska. During visits to the Upper Lynn Canal this summer, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation issued two violations for cruise ships docked in Haines and Skagway. As cruise tourism increases in Skagway, improving air quality monitoring has become a higher priority for both state agencies and local stakeholders. ADEC's Division of Water runs an air quality program to monitor emissions of cruise ships throughout Alaska. The state's air quality standards for cruise ships are based on the opacity of plumes from the smokestacks of the ships. In other words, how thick and cloudy the smoke is coming from the ship. Violations of these standards can carry a fine of around $46,000, though companies often settle with the state for less. Recently, the opacity of the plumes has become harder to measure, though. Many cruise lines have installed exhaust cleaning systems in their ships so they can use high sulfur fuel. This creates a lot of water vapor exiting the stack in addition to exhaust. Denise Wiltsey is an environmental program specialist with the Division of Water's Cruise Ship Air Quality Program. She says that while the scrubbers help with emissions, the vapor makes it difficult to monitor the exhaust and doesn't reduce the number of small inhalable particles released by cruise ships.
What we have noticed is, yes, it is helping with the emissions, but maybe not so much on the PM side, the particulate matter side of things, because we're still seeing a plume beyond the steam plume, but that can be kind of tricky to determine where that steam ends.
Particulate matter, or PM, is a concern because it can cause respiratory problems for the public. Wiltsey says this summer she has seen an increase in calls from Skagway reporting air quality issues related to cruise ships. As a result, monitoring in Haines and Skagway has become more of a priority for the Division of Water.
We try to get to Haines and Skagway a couple of times throughout the season as more cruise ships come up and go to these ports, and as complaints have increased, especially in the Skagway port, we do anticipate seeing more visits in the future.
But ADEC isn't the only organization looking to step up air quality monitoring efforts in Skagway. The National Park Service is currently carrying out a study to see if levels of contaminants found in air, such as sulfur and nitrogen compounds, have changed over the past 10 years. And at a meeting last week, Skagway Traditional Council Environmental Coordinator Nicole Kovacs presented plans for a 2019 study of fine particulate matter in Skagway's air.
We're looking to monitor for PM 2.5 April through September 2019. Near the waterfront, midtown, and end of town to kind of get a big picture of the whole area, and sampling every other day. And then once we have all the results, we'll make it available to the public and municipality.
Back in 2004, STC carried out a similar study with the municipality to get baseline data on the fine particulate matter in Skagway's air. Now they want to see if the levels have changed and reevaluate particulate matter data based on new air quality standards adopted by the EPA in 2007. Kovacs says that air quality has become a priority for the tribal government, especially since the number of visitors from cruise ships has started to increase. This year, Skagway saw a record number of visitors, and next summer, the city will host another 4,000-passenger ship, the Norwegian Joy. A new project in Haines aims to preserve the experiences of members of the community who often go unnoticed. A Hospice of Haines Giving Voice program provides students with the opportunity to conduct interviews and archive stories from hospice clients. Hospice of Haines board member Kip Kermoyan created the initiative after hearing many interesting anecdotes from the lives of hospice clients.
There's all these living souls just with incredible experiences and diverse backgrounds that I thought could be of value to contribute to students' education and also just create community.
The idea is that students in Haines will record and archive interviews with hospice clients and incorporate the interviews into projects for their classes. The Hospice of Haines Giving Voice website has a list of the clients' occupations and experiences that students can choose from. These range from working as a missionary in Liberia to delivering oil up Venezuela's Orinoco River in a 700-foot tanker. With help from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation and the Alaska Humanities Forum, iPads and microphones have been provided to record the interviews. Students will archive and transcribe the raw footage, and with the approval of the client, the interview will be available at the school library and the Haines Public Library. Kermoyan says the project is not only about helping students learn production and interview skills. The program will also shed light on people who often don't get as much interaction with the community.
These folks are often unseen. You know, they don't get out much. Often mobility is an issue or can be an issue. There's some chronic problems, some critical illnesses. It just brightens people's day. It's amazing how special it is to have, especially a young person, come in and ask some questions, sit down and visit with somebody.
Kermoyan is also planning an annual event to showcase the projects that students have created based on the conversations with hospice clients. He hopes that hospices in other communities can adopt the program as well.
The ideas in the end, we'll put this together as a packet. There'll be the website, it along with the student syllabus, and then a administrative protocol syllabus will go out to other hospices and they can adopt this in their communities.
Giving Voice is a 2-year pilot project that wraps up in May of 2019. So far, 4 students have conducted 5 interviews. To learn more about the project, visit the Giving Voice page on hospiceofhaines.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.